I'd put that in the compost.
What's that?
Well, it's just a fat.
Oh, put it down here. I'll cut that and give it to the birds.
Well, I would
give
the birds.
Yeah.
The chicken. Not cooked or anything.
It won't matter. They won't cut it up so well enough. They'll like it. Anything fat they eat.
Be ever so careful, I'm wearing a penny because I kept on finding bits of the Angora wool sort of in the
leg. Oh dear, did you?
There's only another one of these down there.
Is there?
I think I used.
Yeah, I think you have used one of them.
If I see any more offers. They're fine, they're fine for pepper van.
Yep. Yes.
In there waiting. So if my apricot doodah, if itself sort of
It's a Canadian penalty. So the power play is cut off in its prime. And Archibald departs.
Tuesday. Right, well, you're going to come and have a cup of tea? Short of 8 minutes remaining.
unified player, is out of the ice. 34 seconds left on the Canadian penalty, now down to under 30. Well, he didn't know he had it. And Beacon trends in front, can't take the puck. They get men in, which is more than Canada have done. Kmutov. Beacon waits. Minunov over this side. Gets the slap. And Burke, after some delay, holds on.
Well, I'm being quite interested to see whether Canada can pull one back.
For today, only one success in 8 games in the Olympic Games. Shut out 4 times, including the last 2 games. And we're in danger of another one here. Kutsaev gets it back to Baitin. Lindros. And now Canada have the power play. Archibald on the red line. Lindros in possession. Taken out of the play nicely. They've got to come out of the unified defensive end. They're coming to the end. In fact, we have of the 12th minute. 7 to go. Unified 1, Canada 0. Canadian face off. And there's going to be another penalty called. Referee is in no doubt. Frankly, that picture didn't show us anything. And the penalty has been called against Jalenko. For delaying the game, hanging on when he didn't need to. A bit of an ironic smile on the face of Viktor Tikhonov. Seems very tough at this stage. But the netminder is supposed to release the puck if he can. And he held on, and it means when they decide who's going to serve the penalty, that the red machine will be down to 3.
Well, if Canada can't score now, I don't know how long they've got. They've probably got about a minute of it, I should think, because the first penalty must be nearly up.
Seconds left on the first penalty. It's Connie's.
Two of the unit of the two. One comes back now. So they're only one down now. No. No, that's the penalty. Another 5 minutes, that's 20 minutes in all. Well, I mean, they usually reckon to score under the power play situation, but...
And the power play means that when the...
When the other side have got... Off. Yeah, when the other side have got one off. It's in. That's 2-0. That's it.
Trying to gamble without being able to find their quality.
safety and attack if they need it. Hunter's off the ice again. And got to the final, Dave King said.
You'll have to be tidying up the clematis, won't you?
Mm.
To join his compatriot Anatoly Tarasov in coaching aside three times the success in the Olympic Games. Sean Burke kept his side in for so long, as Ray LeBlanc did for America, and to some extent the Canadians have suffered the same way as the Americans. They have not looked a potent force in attack. The odd moment from Lindros, but combined attacks would look for in vain. Miskevich. He's a little better in those attacks, it has to be said, in the meeting in the qualifying group between these two sides. Schlegel.
This was Canada beat them in the group. Canada beat them in the group. Yeah. But their top two went through, you see. And it is 3 minutes playing time. They don't count, the clock stops as soon as play stops.
Assist by Jason Woody, who seemed to delay too much then, but he got it right.
Oh, you have to think about it. You have to stop. And then when they score, did it come off or something?
Well, they have, yeah, they've changed over. Two and a half minutes.
It's not really interested in ice hockey, as long as these two are vegetables.
Well, he couldn't take it. Giles, this is where the nerves are going to jangle a bit. Good block. The Unified team thought it was all over. I have to say, it looked that way. And it looked that way on the faces of a lot of the Canadian players. Into the last 2 minutes. Schreiber trying to battle his way through, held up by Zubov. Lindros couldn't take it, might come back to him now. It doesn't again, the puck bounced over his stick. And out come the Unified team in the person of Bikov. Kamalev going inside. Bikov quite happy just to hang on to the puck. Stick in. Canadians have got to get it down the other end. Bikov holding it in at their end. Lindbergh goes off to chase. Dubutov. They can't get it out. Now they might. Laveau. 18:43 on the clock. Offside, surely, against Dubutov. Not called, so he must have got back in time. Into the shot. Bikov scores! The captain has ended all that.
shotgun chances, so many of the shots early on. No hesitation, back with the stick, whack. 3-1. The assist from Andre Muto. Timeout has been called. Assist by Kabunov pushes him up again, just one short of Joe Juno. Dave King with the last words. Timeout ball by his opposite number. The captain of the unified team, surely sorting it out. Canada needs to get the puck down the other end so they can get an extra man by removing Sean Burke. But there could be another goal here for Petrenko, decided not to shoot, can't think why. Kovalev is down and out come Canada. We're into the final minute. Lebeau plays it through, almost a very good pass. Out come the unified side again. Burke is away, the net is empty. Good check. Still the chance. Woody. Chance on the empty net, I mean. Moving towards the last 30 seconds. The shot from Dave Archibald. Just banged away. It's kept in at the unified end. 1935. 1936 and the clock stops there. Burke stays on the bench. Once again, he's had a fine tournament. He did in Calgary as well. The netminders, as the United States learn, can only do so much. Coming to the face-off. Clock restarts. And the chase back. It should be won by Jason Woody, and it is. I haven't got too much time to set anything up. Archibald, 19:50 on the clock. And the shot is wide of the target, and icing is called. It will be back down at the unified end.
No, well, that's it. They've scored again. If, no, yeah.
I did you have some more to tend to that.
Right.
And that can go to the compass. Thank you.
You've got about 8 more down there.
migration of the wildebeest and some of the wildebeest.
Yeah. It's just the pairs he's playing with. Oh no, it's not, it's singles.